forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sand Point, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
From NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. tariffs against China are expected to soar to 104% right after midnight, an escalation in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. President Trump is moving forward with his threat to drive up tariffs if China failed to drop its retaliatory levies on U.S. goods by today. U.S. stocks have swung back to negative territory. Major market indices end the day down roughly 0.75% to more than 2%. The Dow had erased its more than 1,400-point gains. NPR Scott Horsley has been tracking the market volatility.
Stocks rebounded early in the day as investors focused on news that South Korea and other trading partners are working to make a deal with the Trump administration. The White House press secretary says nearly 70 countries have reached out in hopes of striking a compromise. President Trump seems open to deal-making and directed his team to craft tailor-made agreements based on each country's circumstances. The short-lived market rally fizzled late in the day, however, as investors faced up to the fact that double-digit tariffs are set to take effect overnight on goods the U.S. imports from dozens of countries. Economists say those import taxes will raise prices and slow economic growth. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The IRS has reached an agreement with immigration authorities to share tax information about some immigrants without legal status. NPR's Joel Rose reports the deal marks a major change in how tax records can be used.
In a court filing, a top IRS official shared a memorandum of understanding between the tax collector and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement that was executed on Monday. Under the terms of the deal, ICE officers can ask the IRS for information about immigrants who have final orders of removal or are under criminal investigation. The court filing came in a lawsuit brought by immigrant advocacy groups that are seeking to block any information sharing between the IRS and ICE. Immigrants without legal status pay billions of dollars in taxes. Tax experts warn that the change could undermine immigrants' trust in the IRS, pushing them to seek jobs where they are paid under the table. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The National Weather Service is no longer offering weather alerts in Spanish. NPR's Lauren Summer says the Trump administration's decided to stop paying for the translation service.
For 30 years, the National Weather Service has translated its weather forecasts into Spanish, including severe weather alerts. In 2023, it contracted with a company called Lilt to use artificial intelligence for translations into Spanish, Chinese, and other languages. Now, the National Weather Service says it's pausing those translations because the contract was not renewed. The Trump administration has been cutting contracts as part of what it calls cost-saving measures. Disaster experts say translating weather alerts is critical for helping people survive hurricanes and tornadoes. Lauren Summer, NPR News.
This is NPR. For now, the Supreme Court's blocking a federal judge's order for the administration to rehire 16,000 probationary federal workers. The stay is temporary and an indication a majority of the Supreme Court is inclined to take up the case. A Soyuz spacecraft carrying American astronaut Johnny Kim and two Russian cosmonauts is now docked safely at the International Space Station. NPR's Charles Maines notes that space exploration is taking on an increasingly prominent role in U.S.-Russia negotiations under the Trump administration.
Johnny Kim, along with Russia Sergei Ryzhikov and Alexei Zubritsky, blasted off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan aboard a Soyuz MS-27 rocket. The crew will spend the next 8 months in orbit aboard the International Space Station, Under the Biden administration, the Kremlin threatened to end its participation in the ISS project altogether, citing differences over Ukraine. Yet as President Trump has sought to re-engage with Russia, the Kremlin has turned to its space program to further bolster relations. One of the Kremlin's key envoys in negotiations has even suggested Russia working together with the billionaire and SpaceX founder Elon Musk to launch a joint mission to Mars. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Some foodies in Germany are especially animated about their white asparagus. The veggie's arrival signals the unofficial start of spring. People are lining up for fresh white asparagus, so-called white gold. The Associated Press reports restaurants are advertising special menus offering white asparagus with melted butter or hollandaise sauce, smoked ham or schnitzel. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Made In Cookware. Made In Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. This is NPR.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin Ap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Wednesday. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet with snow. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, northwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas at 3 feet with freezing spray. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 after midnight, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 10 feet with snow. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, diminishing to 15 after midnight, seas 10 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas at 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, snow. Areas of blowing snow. Snow accumulation can be up to 9 inches. Highs in the upper 20s. Northwest winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Lows in the mid-20s. Northwest winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 45, decreasing to 35 after midnight. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Lows in the lower 30s, west winds 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 1 a.m. at 5 feet 7 inches, a low tide at 6:43 a.m. at 2 feet 3 inches, a high tide at 12:28 p.m. at 5 feet 8 inches, and a low tonight at 7:03 at 2 inches. Your sun rose at 7:54 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:34, giving us 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, I'll follow up that last hour. I'll do the same for 1980, the top 100 hits. I'll be banging away on those for a while. Yeah, quite a collection of music we have. Anyway, we'll start with Blondie with Call Me, then Pink Floyd, part two of Another Brick in the Wall, and then Olivia Newton-John with Magic.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your You're just a little break.
I'll continue on with Michael Jackson with Rock With You. This is a big hit from 1980. Captain and Tennille after that would Do That To Me One More Time. And then the ever popular Queen with Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Get into you. Don't try to fight it. one more time.
Next up we have, I got to take it out of my computer, and that's Paul McCartney with, I got to think of the song here, Coming Up, I guess it's called. And here we go. All my knobs are set right.
Wait.
I'm too many things going here. Lips Incorporated's next with Funky Town. Billy Joel after that with a Still Rock and Roll to Me. Then Bette Midler with her huge hit, The Rose.
Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true. baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Baby, if you just give it half a chance, don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, and
Rupert Holmes is next with the Escape, the Pina Colada song. Then we have Cars by Gary Numan. And then a Smokey Robinson piece called Cruisin'. I think we have time for all that. Here's Rupert Holmes.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like me.
Now, I thought this was going to run us out of time, but it didn't. I could have got Cruising in. We'll start out in the top of the hour with that song, Cruising by Smokey Robinson. Right now, a little bit more Albert King to take us to the end here.
I smell something funny.